Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Okay, well, last week, you know, we were talking about how the Lord sweat blood for our salvation. But tonight, we hear about our Lord's tears. Tears and weeping are mentioned frequently in the Bible. Have you ever thought that God could or would cry? That he would actually shed bitter tears? That is so contrary to the images we have of God. Would the God who almightily made the entire universe be capable of crying like a baby? Indeed, he did. Scripture says point blank that twice, shortly before his passion, the mighty Son of God actually cried. One of those is the shortest verse in the Bible, John 11:35. Jesus wept. The occasion was 4 days after the death of his good friend Lazarus, the brother of Mary and Martha. As he stood at the grave of his dear friend and saw Mary and Martha weeping over the death of their brother, Jesus broke down and cried with his friends. Why did he cry? Why did he cry when he knew that he was going to bring his friend back to life? Was it in sympathy for Mary and Martha, seeing them so sad and in agony? Was it out of sorrow for Lazarus, whose illness had ended in death? Or was it in sympathy for Lazarus, who now would have to return to the pains of life on earth? The other time Jesus wept, you might remember, was on Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. Jesus had begun to approach the city of Jerusalem. His disciples and the crowds had cheered him with the words, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." And now the words from Luke, as he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes." Why do you think Jesus wept over Jerusalem? It may have been that he saw most of the inhabitants having a good time while the poor were starving. Or perhaps the inhabitants were as corrupt as Sodom and Gomorrah. Or did he cry out because they were neglecting and even opposing him? Jesus knew that the terrible destruction of Jerusalem would take place in 40 years. Yes, Jesus wept. And we cry too, from the moment of birth through the many scrapes and sadnesses, frustration, down to the final agony of death. Never be ashamed to cry. Never. We can remember that Jesus also cried too. Sometimes crying is very healthy for the relief of grief. Jesus knows all about our tears of anguish, hurt, and despair. Our tears mean much to him. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came in this world to do something about our tears and to be with us also when we weep. "Blessed are those who mourn," said Jesus in the Beatitudes, "for they shall be comforted." All this he has done for us. It took blood, sweat, and tears. You look at the agony of our Lord's passion, and it's really very, very emotional. The passion of our Lord can bring tears to your eyes. Hear the words of Hymn 437. "Alas, and did my Savior bleed, but drops of grief came near repay. The debt of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself away. 'Tis all that I can do." We will continue to weep from time to time and as long as we live. When we fail miserably at something we may weep. When our feelings are hurt, we may weep. When a loved one dies, we most certainly will weep. But Jesus is right there with us. He understands our pain. He promises healing and comfort. We read in Revelation, He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. His tears plus our tears equals no tears. And that's a promise. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.